Mr. Lister, Real 5. We were talking about your time at Yarmouth. Now, while you were there, there were some divisional exercises and inter-battalion exercises. Do you remember either of the Boxer and Princess Titty Suite, I think they were called? Do you remember either of them?
I can't remember a great deal about Boxer, but there was one for the American Engineers and Princess Titty Suite. It was one of those exercises that you had to live strictly on the rations. And you weren't allowed to purchase anything, it was only the 30, so you weren't the first day, you know, all this bit of stuff. It was hard to do a little bit of eggnog and a few farmers lost chickens and things like that, you know. It meant to be up to the sort of thing.
What were you actually doing during the exercise?
Well, as far as I was concerned, just driving around because we had the empty storage truck
You were the B echelon. Now, some of the B echelon were involved in, actually involved in it, you know, the cooks and things, according to the
history. Yes, yes. Well, they were to a great extent. They must have been
How long would the exercise last for?
I think it was a 10-day exercise. That one.
Now, you were in Yarmouth about a month, and then they went to Worstead Park, North Walsham.
Yeah, that was really where the MC was established.
Was that the pub where you crashed your motorbike?
He's the gypsy one you mentioned, yeah. Were there any other friends you've made by now? Any particular characters in your MT section?
Well,
Well, the next move was to Kent in November 41 to Risborough Barracks at Shorncliffe. What do you remember about that? The barracks, because
it was a horrible place. I've never heard anybody have a good word for it either. Pre-war or moving on or since it was gone staff sort of place.
And what was your next move to? That would be to Folkestone, wouldn't it?
Yes.
In January 42. In what way?
Well, they got the impression that anybody knows what to do. That was something that I think, and a lot of them didn't even know that it was in Scotland.
How did this show itself? Did that cause any trouble?
Sometimes, went to put it down in my mouth. And now I was on some 120 yards on a wider part of it. It says that it's on a very narrow end strip. It's a sort of an engine shed, and there was this massive oil of this cathedral. Just two cylinders in the tremendous size, I don't know what they are. And it used to take at least two to turn the handle to start it, but it was not started yet. It started by hundred. And the leather stops, and one on one side and one on the other. But then I find myself a copy of it, and then it's being drawn up on the balloon. It took a lot of starting, but once it happened, it was rather been smothered. I didn't think it could have been anything to be like that. But it made an awful noise. Until the Germans must have heard it 20 miles away. There was quite a lot of raids then, but they weren't actually. They came in low over the sea. I suppose the idea of. Or going further inland, but they came over the sea, so they weren't detected, you know. And there were the dawniest of pencils last year at that time.
Did you actually, I mean, would the searchlight pick them up?
Yes.
Who were the crew of the searchlight? I mean, were they dear?
Sounds like a placement, and then they were armed with rifles, and then a friend of them. There's usually a sergeant in charge of them, and four of them, a sergeant, four of them. They did so many hours on and so many hours off. So the entire crew would be about 16, I think, you know. But one occasion I remember it was a fairly cloudy night, and the air was dumping fire in it. And you hadn't put the light on unless you were told, the main searchlights, which went under our control, lighting up all over and stunning skies. And this, if you think came in low down, you could actually see it coming because it was bright enough to see. And this looked at this man in the searchlight, had it and put the light on, and it made a big light straight for it, made a smaller light, you know. And it was there. Got them there with its machine guns, and I think they used to be treated. They had a lot of popping cases and fought for the best. they didn't drop any bombs, it just fired a load of bullets at us and zoomed up and continued its journey. But I don't know what happened with that boat. I think you were right there. Dressing down. It just panicked, that was all. Pressed the wrong button or something like that. Put the light on instead of deflecting it. Something like that.
Was there an anti-aircraft battery attached, you know, that you were working with for the searchlight, or was it just the Bren and.
Landline along the jetty to the control, and they told you if you wanted to storm it, they didn't. You very rarely did, but I'm sorry to say. It was slightly inadequate because it hadn't got the range of the big surface. And it was a fine a thing, you know. I suppose it was all right if you knew what you were doing with it, you could possibly pinpoint something. But
was this, you say it was a jetty, was it a jetty or a pier, you know, at the Rye?
Well, it was a stone pier in the boat. I don't know what they call it, but to me it was a stone pier, but it was part of the harbour. It was on the east, yeah, the east side of the harbour. Quite broad and straight from the shore. And then it's narrowed and it was swept in a sort of half circle.
I'm sorry, this is at Folkestone, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, sorry, I said Rye, but I'm thinking, jumping ahead there. Were the beaches, or if there were beaches, were the beaches wired up and mined in the area?
Of course there were, yes. There were one or two unrestricted areas, but they were in the close observation. But a great many of them were all along that coast were wired and mined.
So, were there any other incidents you remember while you were at Folkestone?
Not really. It was fairly quiet down there, really. It was more lively.
That was the next move. I jumped ahead a bit before. In March 42, you went up to...
Rye.
That's right. Where were you based there?
I was in Rye.
Rye itself? Where were you billeted?
Oh, Spotting Old House, 17th century, early 17th century house. George Street. The floor, if you could put a bottle down at one against one wall and roll right across the other side, because the floor is all that dropped in there. Most of the roads were like that. Well, it was very amazing. Just pure old age, that's all. But there were massive old things supporting the floors, but they'd walked and gone into weird shapes over the centuries. You know.
And how many were there in there?
Oh.
So there's more than just the MT section.
Yes.
And what were you doing while you were at Rye? Any special duties?
Well, the cooking was spread about various places outside of Rye, not technically these places. HQ could be in the garage. The only garage I've had, we call it, with a glass roof on the lower, on the main street in Rye, but the lower Rye, you know, not the old Rye, but the down the road. It was right, it was about a quarter of a mile from the old part of the road. And parallel with the road streets were gardens and sloping gardens in between. pub on Front Street and on the old Main Street and Line.
Now, what about the training? They were doing sort of this battle school training there.
That's right,
yeah. Did that involve you at all? Or would you be...
Only as far as extra physical training was concerned, we used to do a lot of that. And we got nothing for the odd... the odd marks and all of those marks, but not very many. But I was just concerned with taking the... And God, as he did Japanese, and
what was it like on guard? I mean, would they have the? Did you have all the preparing for guard and stick and things like that?
Yeah.
Did they actually award the stick and?
No, not that. They did it. Well, the commander did it once before. The mayor believed that Goldsmith had been with this. By then, the stick was more or less dispensed with it. It had to be a couple of guys, probably just more or
What about air raids? Any more?
Yeah, quite a few of those. Usually, hitting on daytime raids. There was a lot of... you witnessed a lot of skirmishes between Spitfires and the Hurricanes came on. Spitfires, Hurricanes, and the MA-109s and 110s. And what was, which was many years because they were very fast and comparatively quiet, sort of thing. They're sweeping way high, more or less, than dropped the bomb and cannon, fired the cannons and whizzed off and you see it happen in a flash, you know, you think there they were gone, so the distance.
Was there much actual bombing or was it more just these machine gun raids?
No, the footballers always left the trademark somewhere, whether they were accurate or not.
So they'd drop a bomb somewhere?
Yeah, they'd be most entirely the cinema in the Main Street in night on Saturday night. That was right opposite, or almost opposite our garage. And our seventh building was just over 10 feet tall. We mentioned the fourth ticket in the land portal there. Just inside the door, and there was another one, and his name I can't remember, it was a storm, and they slept in the little store there, you know, inside the afternoon carriage. And the window was like a big shop window, so about 18 inches of brickwork, and then the glass probably 12 feet high. And it took up nearly the entire front of the garage except for the entrance, of course. And then next to the garage, and opposite the cinema, there was a 14 foot high wall extended almost a third the length of the street. Bottom of the gardens that went to a higher level of light. And the cinema was separate from the remainder of the street, but on the other side, but part of it, if you follow what I mean.